Garden. An elm tree. Three olives. A pomegranate. And the son of a quince. When José Saramago came to this piece of land, the soil was a wasteland. However, with water and soil tracked in to help the dryness of what looked like a stone, with lots of care and attention, were growing the trees that had been planted, without too much discretion at the beginning, and being carried away by emotions. Palm trees were planted because they are from here. Canary pine trees, a pomegranate from Granada, two quinces. Later, he planted an elm, 26, in tribute to his nephew Olmo, who was born in Lanzarote. Two carob, 27, seeds which Saramago placed first in pots, and they grew so quickly that he had to transplant them into the garden. And today, there are two trees that shade the others. Above all, there are the olive trees, 28, two Portuguese olive trees and an Andalusian, so loved. Olive trees are the landscape of Saramago. In its native Aciñaga, named the trees for their excellence, areas of landscape covered with olive trees, giving olives, oil, labor, and cool in summer, which allowed the child, José Saramago, to see one day a green lizard. He then understood that the time being a child was gone, and from that day he would be a man of words, because for the first time it asked for, and he responded. This episode is told in Small Memories, the first book of memories, which accompanied Saramago always, because he said, "Everyone will be better if we go on the hand of the child we were." Recovered in Aciñaga that for José Saramago was Lanzarote, these trees had a sentimental value that is better to feel than described. They were loved, cherished, appreciated. At the end of the garden is the pool where Saramago used to swim in the afternoon. Then he sat beside the big stone and he wanted to stay in the middle of everything. He liked to feel the wind, be alive, watching the sea, thinking that the world may be remedied, that humanity that we transport should prevail over evil. Go home and write that same into the block, or earlier in his diaries of Lanzarote, the daily life of a man who never tired.